Now the news. I'm Shane Bigham. Chinese officials have met with senior U.S. diplomats in Beijing. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Asia and the Pacific, Daniel Kreitenbrink, is on a trip to Beijing. He's joined by Senior Director of China Affairs, Sarah Barron, of the White House National Security Council. Chinese Vice Foreign Minister Ma Jiaoxu has met with the visiting officials. The trip comes amid tense relations between the world's two largest economies over a string of issues, including chip export controls, the South China Sea, and the Taiwan question. Russia says its forces have defeated a major Ukrainian offensive in Donetsk. The Russian Defense Ministry says its forces killed 250 Ukrainian troops and destroyed more than a dozen tanks and armored combat vehicles. There's been no update from Ukraine on the alleged offensive. However, reports say the Ukrainian military repulsed Russian forces during 23 attacks in the Luhansk and Donetsk regions. Stuart Smith reports from Moscow.
From here in Moscow, what it's saying is that the counteroffensive has begun on five fronts over the past 24 hours, and it claims that the Ukrainian armed forces had, quote, no success. It says as it was repelling those Ukrainian troops that on one direction it killed and its soldiers killed 300 Ukrainian armed forces personnel, and in another direction around up to 400 Ukrainian service personnel. So heavy losses being reported by Russia. It also says that pro-Ukrainian forces attempted once again to penetrate Russia's Belgorod region. They also claim that was not successful, that no violations of the state border were allowed. So from the Russian perspective, the actions of Ukraine over the past 24 hours did not result in any successes.
Trains are back on track at the site of a deadly crash in eastern India. Railway officials say they're trying to complete restoration work in full by Wednesday. The accident on Friday left over 270 people dead and nearly 1,200 others injured in the state of Odisha. Authorities are collecting the bodies of the victims and helping to deliver them to their loved ones. Ravinder Bawa has more.
As soon as the unidentified bodies of the victims of the train accident pour into this hospital in Odisha, their identity is reduced to a number. One that is used in paperwork before the bodies are handed over to bereaved families. Uday Kumar's struggle to look for his younger brother in various hospitals lasted 1.5 days. On Sunday morning, he was directed to the city hospital. Kumar found his brother Kundan among the many dead bodies kept in the mortuary. Amid the stench of rotting bodies, many wait outside the morgue for information about their missing relatives. They have to go through the trauma of identifying family members, as many bodies are disfigured due to the impact of the collision.
Nearly 180 countries have gathered in Paris for United Nations talks on shaping a new global treaty on plastics pollution. Diplomats and representatives from environmental groups are hoping to agree on new rules to govern the production and use of plastics and drastically cut down on waste. The Philippines has expressed its readiness to see Chinese investment pouring into renewable energy. Philippine Trade Secretary Alfredo Pascual says he hopes his country can attract more offshore wind power projects, especially from China. The World Bank Group says the Philippines has 178 gigawatts of offshore wind potential and can deploy 40 gigawatts of offshore wind electricity by 2050. Data shows that Cambodia's famed Angkor Archaeological Park received over 340,000 foreign tourists in the first 5 months of this year. The park made $16 million in revenue from ticket sales. In tennis, Novak Djokovic has advanced to the quarterfinals of the French Open by beating Juan Pablo Varillas in straight sets. He's broken Rafael Nadal's quarterfinal appearance record at the French Open with 17 appearances. Djokovic expressed his best wishes for his longtime rival Nadal after the game.
I mean, I don't know what the severity of the nature of his injury is, but if he got on a surgery table, it means it was. No other solution. So, I really hope that, his rehabilitation process can go well and that we can see him next season.
Sony's animated superhero film Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse dominated the North American box office with an estimated $120.5 million in its opening weekend. The film features the Marvel Comics character Miles Morales and is a sequel to 2018 Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.